From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. 1 year since an attempted coup in Turkey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said those behind last year's failed coup in Turkey are traitors who should be beheaded. Erdogan spoke outside of Turkey's parliament building on Sunday morning at a ceremony marking the first anniversary of the July 15th coup attempt. He also said he would approve of any legislation that would be passed in parliament to reinstate the death penalty.
Parlamentodan geçtiği zaman bana geldiğinde de
When it passes through Parliament and comes in front of me, I will sign it without any hesitation. Because there is the grief of 250 martyrs, the grief of our nation, the grief of 2,193 people who got wounded. And I will not take into consideration what Hans or George will say. Erdogan said the country's top security advisory board will meet on Monday. The state of emergency that was declared after the coup, they will be discussing it. He said he is proposing the government extend that state of emergency. The U.S. Supreme Court has asked the state of Hawaii to respond by Tuesday at noon to a motion related to President Donald Trump's so-called travel ban. The motion would block a judge's ruling that prevented the president's ban from being applied to grandparents of U.S. citizens and refugees being processed by resettlement agencies. In a court filing on Friday, the administration asked the justices to overturn Thursday's decision by a Hawaiian U.S. district judge, which limited the scope of the administration's temporary ban on refugees and travelers from six Muslim-majority countries. This is VOA News. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will delay a procedural vote on a revised Republican health care bill. McConnell's announcement follows the news that prominent Senator John McCain must remain in Arizona for a week following an operation Saturday to remove a blood clot from his left eye. McCain's absence in the closely divided Senate places the vote on the health care bill in jeopardy. The health care bill in the Senate is designed to repeal and replace the current Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. It was the focus of President Trump's weekly address to the nation.
When I ran for president, I made a commitment to the American people to repeal and replace Obamacare. I am pleased to report that we are very, very close to ending this health care nightmare. The legislation working its way through Congress provides the choice and control people want. The affordability they need, and the quality they deserve in health care.
The so-called Obamacare was enacted by the U.S. Congress and signed into law by President Barack Obama in March of 2010. A new poll finds the popularity of the U.S. president has declined since spring. In the latest Washington Post ABC News poll, Mr. Trump's overall approval rating has tumbled from 42% in April to 36%. Almost half of the U.S. population, 48%, thinks the country's standing in the world has deteriorated with the Trump presidency, while 27% say the country's standing is stronger. Pakistan says it has launched a new military operation near the Afghan border to combat militants. An army spokesman says an infantry division will clear the Rajgarh Valley. Pakistan is urging Afghan authorities to take similar measures on their side of the border. Officials in Senegal say eight people were killed and many more were injured at a stadium in the capital at a football match. The sports minister said Saturday's stampede was triggered after fans clashed at a match between local teams at a stadium in Dakar. Local media reported that police began firing tear gas into the crowd, causing panic. A wall collapsed as people tried to leave the stadium. And China has released a prominent rights activist from prison. Xu Jiyong was freed Saturday after serving a 4-year sentence. His lawyer said Xu was in good health, but offered no further details. He was convicted in 2014 for organizing an illegal gathering with the purpose of disturbing public order. I'm Liz Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.